It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me this week. We've got about 15 minutes to talk about the outdoors, and we do cover the gamut on this show. One of the big things right now going on in the outdoors is the topwater striper bite up at Lake Texoma. Now, we've had guide Larry Sparks with us a lot, and I like to keep Larry with us and keep us on the cutting edge on striper fishing. In my opinion, there simply is no lake like Lake Texoma as far as striper fishing goes. It's a natural fishery. The fish reproduce naturally up there at Texoma thanks to the right salt content in the Red and Ouachita River. So when you're talking striper fishing in Texas, if you're a striper fisherman, you do need to at least put Lake Texoma on your hit list. Now, Larry's with us. We're going to talk about topwater striper fishing. Larry, as always, buddy, thank you a lot for being with us.
Well, thank you, Luke. I'm glad to be here, and have I got a story.
Yeah, I know. Well, the news is right now, about 2 weeks ago, you started sending me pictures of big stripers that you guys are catching on topwater. So the topwater bite has kicked off. It does this every fall about this time, but from what I'm seeing, it's probably better, a little bit better than normal up there right now, Larry.
Yes, it is, Luke. It's just, you know, you say it can't get any better, but from last year, and it has. Boy, when your guide comes in and said, I've got to have a bigger net and I've got to have more lures, they're tearing the hooks out of my lures, or they're knocking holes in my lures, and things like that, and I'm losing a 25 and 30 pound fish because I couldn't get him in the lure. I mean, in the net. That's exciting, Luke.
That'll get a fisherman fired up. And in my opinion, there is nothing more fun than catching fish on top waters. And I don't care if we're talking about catching brim with a little popping bug on a fly rod, or catching bass, and especially catching a big old striper. These lures that you use topwater striper fishing, Larry, they're big plugs, aren't they? 6-7
yeah,
inches long.
Yeah. It's no secret we're using pencil poppers, and they're 8 inches.
Yeah.
They've got several sizes, but we're using the 8-inch length, and they're just tearing them up, Luke. Day before yesterday, I believe it was, he'd come in and laugh, and they caught two fish over 10 pounds on the same lure. Now, you're talking about getting in them. He said, that's nearly a mess, but he got them both in. And things happen. That's not every day, but, there's them fish out there, they're wanting them lures, I promise you.
You bet. Larry, most of the topwater action is, you were telling me, these fish are pulling up in pockets off the main lake early morning. Most of the big ones, are they coming like the first hour or so of daylight?
Yeah, they're coming the first 15, 20 minutes, Luke.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the real big night, the big fish are. That's what he's getting you out. I mean, you have to get out early, but, you know, the rewards are just unbelievable in what he's doing.
And
you get a cloudy day, Luke. I mean, this thing goes on. And, this, you know, there's variables all in here. But, you know, but on a good clear day, you want out there really early. And we do anyway, but, you know, it'll just last longer.
Yeah. And when, folks, our guest is guy Larry Sparks, and Larry runs a fleet of, he's got some of the best striper guides, in my opinion, on Lake Texoma, and 30-foot boats. But, you know, Larry, right now, a lot of people, families or people that are not real proficient at casting plugs, topwater baits, you were telling me that when that slows down early morning, or even if the folks can't cast the plugs. Now, live bait fishing, you said, is still going strong too, right?
Yes, it is, Luke. And that's, you know, boy, with them big boats I have, you know, we can fish 10 people live bait.
Easy.
You think that you still can't hardly touch your neighbor. There's so much room, and it's just such a great deal when we have families and corporate groups and we're getting them all right now. I mean, you know, in the fishing, it don't matter whether it's lure fishing or bait fishing, and which we're fixing to start sassy shad fishing in about another couple, 3 weeks, which you've been down on that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're in a great time of the year for catching big stripers. and people need to, you know, come down and enjoy that. Well, they can.
Now,
not something that happens every day.
Larry, the live bait, when you're fishing for the schools of, you know, suspended fish, are you catching? I understand that the topwater action is early morning in shallows in the little pockets off the main lake up at Texoma. I understand that. But when you're live bait fishing, are the schools of stripers, are they necessarily running the ledges on the river channels, or are you finding them on the flats? What stage are they in right now?
Well, they're more coming on the flats right now, Luke, in about that 35, 40-foot water. Everything's feeding. You know, that's what these fish are just running and feeding. Uh-huh. And they're running a little more on the flats, you know, out on tabletop, the big flat out in the middle. You know, that's good. There's also north, right out of Washtenaw Point's a big flat. That's good. Platter Flat has a big flats, you know, and a little shallower water.
Yeah.
And they're catching them there. I mean, you know.
Widespread.
Everywhere the bait goes, the fish will follow.
Well, Larry, let's do this. I know folks can go online to sparkysguideservice.com, S-P-A-R-K-Y-S, right? sparkysguideservice.com?
Yes, sir.
And then if they, for folks that might want to plan a trip or just get some more striper information up at Lake Texoma, what's a good number where they can call you?
It's 580-916-2293.
Well, folks, let's shift gears from striper fishing to bow hunting for deer. What do y'all say? Now, earlier this week, actually Monday and Tuesday of this week, I went up to Palo Pinto County, and I bow hunted up there on the Dale River Ranch, which is right on the banks of the Brazos River. It's Randy Douglas, the ranch manager up there, invited me up to, actually I'm doing a story for a couple of magazines and the newspapers, but this ranch is awesome. We have Randy with us for our next guest, and I want to talk to Randy about the hunting and the ranch and let you know more about it. Randy, thanks for being with us, and thanks for an awesome hunt up there.
Well, it's our pleasure, Luke.
You know, the spot I was hunting was right near, probably 150 yards from the Brazos River, and there was a rock outcropping. It's one of your favorite places on the ranch, I know, but you had me situated on a rock outcropping, probably 25 or maybe a little bit higher than that, above a feeder, which was you had set up on a game trail down below. And, you know, you told me that some big bucks had been coming in there, Randy. I just had a short time to hunt, one afternoon and one morning. But just before dark, there was three bucks came in. And on the website here at KETR, the pictures of those bucks are visible, folks. If you want to go to KETR.org, you can see the deer I'm talking about. The trail camera was setting near the corn feeder, and it took the pictures. Well, Randy, as you well know, I was camped out down there, had my tent set up right on the river, a nice spot you had picked out for me. And, man, I could not have had more fun down there. That's just like heaven to me, the whole experience.
Yeah.
And you too.
We
had a ball. But I was up on the steep ledge, and there was a good, well, three big bucks, as this picture will show everybody, come in. I picked one out that I wanted to shoot. He was broadside, like I say, it's a much steeper angle than I'm accustomed to shooting. I do most of my hunting from a 12-foot ladder stand or on the ground from a blind. Well, I had a lighted nock on my arrow, and it was low light, getting low light, and I could see. It happened so fast that what I actually did is shot right over the back of that buck. You can follow the trajectory. The arrow stuck in the ground. If you produce the link to that arrow back, it'll go right over a deer's back, you know? The neat thing, Randy, as the picture on KETR.org's website will show, your trail camera caught the buck departing, and it caught the arrow sticking in the ground, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I mean, some people would be probably hesitant to tell that they missed a bow shot. Well, folks, I missed a bow shot. But the thing is, I wouldn't take for that picture. I mean, I'll keep that thing forever, and it'll
remind me.
It's
on our website, on our Facebook page.
It
too.
Is, and the folks can go to, you know, to learn more about the ranch up there. Randy, they can go to Dale, D-A-L-E, DaleRiverRanch.com. And
or our Facebook page, Dale River Ranch.
So. Yeah, on Facebook, Dale River Ranch, right there on Facebook. And you post a lot of current pictures and everything. But I truly, that's a jewel of a place to hunt up there, and it's quickly become, after a day and a half, my favorite spot. Turkeys, my gosh, there's plenty. And you offer affordable hunts for people that might not have a place to hunt turkey or deer, for that matter. This is not not your high fence, typical expensive place to hunt. I mean, you have to pay to hunt for sure, but it's something within the means of most anybody that could you know, could plan a hunt. You know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Well, they're camping for people that want to come up, and they can meet you at the gate. I know that.
Right.
And it's not like, here's the big ranch, go hunt. I mean, you take them and show them the good spots, and you know, you spend the time with them. You guide them to a sense. By that, I mean you put them in the good places. So it's not like, here's a big old tract of land, go find your deer, is it?
No. I try to help everybody out, you know, as much as they require, you know.
Exactly.
If they need me a lot, I'll be there a lot. If they don't need me, you know, if they want to do their own thing, I'll back off and let them have their time, you know.
You bet. Well, that's the way people, I think. Well, it just works out well. And if they want to, I guess for a fee, a small fee probably, they could camp if they wanted to. I don't know if that's allowed, you know. But
oh, yeah, it is.
It is. Okay, they could camp. And I tell you, I set up a tent.
Just like you did.
Yeah,
that's
just like
you did.
Set up a little tent camp, folks, down within 100 feet of the river. And I was down there by myself. I don't know. I was thinking that night, how far was the closest human being? Probably a few miles, really.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'd be me, probably. I was 2 miles away.
Yeah, you was up on the hill in your spot. And it was, you wouldn't believe how peaceful. And the ironic thing, or it's odd to me, the red stags, red deer, there's a free-ranging herd. These, the Palo Pinto Mountains run through here. And from northeast Texas, folks, we're talking 2.5 hours to where we're at the Palo Pinto. It's not that far. But you could, the ruts going on, you could hear those stags roaring, those bulls.
Yeah.
And all night, every time I'd wake up, I'd hear one. And once I heard a pack of coyotes right beside the bull, and they were talking to each other back and forth.
That's really a special place. It really is.
Man, it's a spot I look forward to getting back with you and to round two. As magazine articles run, you can write one, but you need what the editors call art, and art to them is a picture of something with its horn stretched out and a hunter behind it. So I've got some plans.
We tried our best.
Well, and we're just a day and a half, actually two hunts.
Yeah,
you know, like you told me, Luke, that's not a lot of time, but. Fortunately, I'm only a couple hours from you, so I'm thinking next week I'll get back up there and maybe we'll get those shots.
We're only an hour from Fort Worth. So
exactly, from Fort Worth. I live southeast of Dallas, about 20 miles, something like that. I can be there in a little over 2 hours. Well, thanks a lot, Randy, for being with us, folks. You remember DaleRiverRanch.com, but go to KETR's website. I want you to see these pictures, and Randy, we'll get back again soon. How about it?
Sounds great, Luke.
Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And also made possible by Hoffpower Polaris down in Goldwaith, Texas. The website down there is hpolaris.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.